This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about why we should trust God in the meantime. In this series, we're addressing our inner child, which can sometimes feel like, I want what I want when I want it. Sometimes I think about the Nike ad and I just feel like, God, will you just do it already, please? In other words, will you just answer my prayer or resolve my current dilemma now rather than later? But when I become too mired in the outcome, I forget that God is always at work on my behalf. I just have to trust him in the meantime. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about David's life and all he had to endure between the time that he was anointed king and the time that he was actually appointed king. I'm sure there were several events that made him think that this was his season, but he still had to wait some more. For example, it's likely that David felt like he had entered a new season of his life after he defeated Goliath. But soon after that victory, David had to deal with a jealous Saul, who kept him on the run for years. Once Saul was killed, David must have believed, now is my time. Yet he then had to deal with Saul's sons, who felt they were entitled to the throne. And he entered into a bloody battle with them for another 7 years. So in the end, we know that finally, at God's appointed time, David did take the throne. What's interesting, though, is David shows us how to act in the meantime until the scales of justice shift in our favor. So as you think about that, remember these words, let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, be patient and trust God in the meantime.